Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We opened up the RSVPs for the Love is Blind watch party happening 1 week from today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 week.
And at the very beginning, it was a little shaky.
Right, yeah. But now it's not.
It's
solid.
Yep, we've actually put it on our website.
We've allowed you to add guests.
Yes! So if you want to come to the Love is Blind watch party at Duets Tap and Grill, no pianos in that bar whatsoever.
Nope.
You can watch Love is Blind premiere with us. Love is Blind themed drinks and
That's
stuff.
That's correct. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then
just
I'm burying the lead.
Yeah.
Say it.
It's Ed Sheeran tickets every 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes. So 6 o'clock next Wednesday, but you've got to RSVP right now.
Yeah.
On the website that works.
What's the website?
Alice1059.com.
Yep, and it's actually on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the website?
Alice1059.com.
Other people's problems, you got them, we fix them. What's happening?
Today we have Virginia, and she got a marriage proposal that she's unsure about.
Huh? Okay. Virginia?
Yai.
Okay, walk us through this.
Okay, so I've been dating the same guy for a few years now, like almost like 4 years, and I recently found out that I was pregnant.
Okay.
And I told him about the pregnancy, and then he immediately was like, okay, let's get married. Like, we talked about marriage before, but, you know, it's like, as soon as, like, he found out I was pregnant, he was like, it's time. Like, let's do this. And, you know, so we were really excited and everything, but unfortunately, very shortly after finding out that I'm getting engaged, I lost the baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Awful. So sorry. Okay. And
yeah, so... I've been like weird and nervous and I decided to like tell him like he has a free pass. He has an out, like he doesn't have to marry me because like, I kind of feel like, you know, the proposal came right when he found out I was pregnant. So I feel inclined that that's the reason that we move forward faster and everything. And, you know, but he has said, of course he still wants to get married. But like, I feel like what else was he supposed to say? Like,
okay.
He doesn't want to...
How long have you guys been together again?
Like a little over 4 years.
Okay.
Should I be honest or what yes. am I supposed to
I
do
be
here?
Be honest, but be kind.
The proposal 100% came because you were pregnant. 100%.
That was the catalyst for
the proposal. I'm mm-hmm. not saying
yeah.
his love for you or his desire to spend the rest of his life with you has anything to do with that. What shoved him into doing what he did was that moment. If he wasn't going to propose on that random mm-hmm. Tuesday and then hearing like...
It was a kick in the butt to get him...
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't mean he wasn't feeling all those things or anything.
Thank you.
But it was the...
But they had they've been together 4 years and they've talked about marriage.
But he didn't do it. He didn't do it until that day.
But does it matter?
That's the question. That's why I'm saying can I be honest? Because the first thing we have to get out of the way, we could pretend that didn't happen. But if we pretend that didn't happen, we're not doing Virginia any service, right? It's like, we can't gloss over the timing of the proposal. You can't go, he was just going to ask on that Tuesday. And you just had, you both had news. That's not what happened.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like,
this is like my fear of this is like, you know, and like, and you know, it's been 4 months since then and we haven't made any progress on any of the wedding planning. And I just feel like I feel like frozen. Like, I don't feel like I'll ever believe we were going to get married in this fashion, you know, but and he's wonderful and he's like not like reneging on it or anything like that. But like, I have this pit in my stomach. It feels disingenuous and I don't know what to do.
Is he also not encouraging the planning of the wedding?
Yeah.
No, it's just like we both like, you know, we both have jobs, we both have other things. Like, the baby was a surprise, you know, and
right.
I'm still kind of dealing with a little bit of like, you know, emotional stuff from losing the baby in the first place. Yeah. And, you know, I'd never been pregnant before. So it's like, I didn't really have a grasp on any of that anyway. So it's just kind of all of it. And we're just kind of frozen. And I'm like, do we just
he's
break
not
up
gonna
instead?
Be, but
the, like, I still know what to do.
I don't know that any of these to me are red flags, because it's like, maybe that was the kick in the butt to get him to propose, but maybe mm-hmm. he wanted it. He wanted to propose. So mm-hmm. he loves you. He's been with you for 4 years. And also the not planning to me doesn't seem like a red flag, because a lot of husbands are just
we don't plan.
They're like, whatever you want. And he's maybe he's going, this is, I'm sure, very difficult, and I'm going to not push and, like, hey, we got to get the caterer going. It's like, I'm giving you space. I mean, it's not, I don't know. It's not.
Is there a world where he's feeling the exact same thing, where he's like, she only said yes because she was like, maybe she didn't want to be together. And then she had this, and then we both just kind of did the right thing. The air quotes right thing. You don't right.
I'm wondering if there's a world where Virginia, I don't even know if you have a ring, because it sounds like it was very spur of the moment, but maybe give it back and say, I'd like to do this when the time's right.
Love.
It's
you don't want
to. It's just kind of like, whenever I bring it up, he's like, I want to marry you with or without you being with child. He's like, I want this, you know? So like, then I feel like the bad one, like kind of discouraging our step forward, because I feel weird about it, but he is insistent.
This could just be my.
You want to marry him?
Of course I do. I want to have kids with him. I want to. It just. Okay. I can't shake this feeling.
I'm going to jump in with a phone number, 303-222-5423. Doubt that anybody's been in quite this exact stack of circumstances. Well, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Pregnancy, even a scare or like whatever. 303-222-5423, text or call. I don't know that you, right now, it's my insecurity is exactly the same as hers. He would say, I want to marry you. In two situations. One, if he wants to marry you.
Right.
And two, just to save face. So it's exactly the same. Like, every time he reaffirms to you, Virginia, don't be silly, I want to marry you. That could either be true.
Mm-hmm. No.
He's, or
if she's giving him the opportunity to walk out.
Dudes don't do that. A lot of people don't do that. Right. I want to believe that with you. But my insecurity is just like hers. It's like, what else is he going to say? What are you going to say? Do you still think I'm pretty? Yes, baby. No. Gross. You're old.
Of course. No.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
What's wrong with the world?
No, I am what's wrong with the world, but I'm saying I'm just like her. Like, I can see how he'd be telling me the truth.
And you can't believe it.
And he could just as equally be going, you just had a miscarriage. I'm not going to hit you over the...
I can't leave now.
Correct. Both things have equal chance of being true. Probably not even equal, Virginia. To be honest, it's 90% that he does want to marry you. He's been with you for 4 years.
Right. Yeah. That's the factor. Like, the length... And I don't even know that we'd go from not marrying you to breaking up. Is it just like, you want to put it on pause?
That's what I think. Like, he asks again.
Just taking it back, maybe.
Ask again.
But he needs to be the one to come up with that.
Why can't Virginia propose to him?
Because she doesn't know if he wants to marry her.
Then
he gets to say.
Yeah.
No, but again, with her insecurity, what's he going to say? Especially if she proposes right now, going through the emotional turmoil of a miscarriage. And
yeah, obviously you need to heal from that first.
I mean, I love that your first call wasn't to us. Like, you have talked to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, that's great. But yeah, now you just can't trust the words coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. And also just, you know, hearing you guys now too, I'm like, you understand what my state of mind is. I'm not crazy for thinking it.
You're not. Oh, I don't think you're crazy at all.
You're also going through a lot.
Yeah. Is there anybody out, have you been through something where you've overcome this doubt or this? Because it can be never ending. I mean, and I feel some of it too. I still ask my wife, I'm like, do you like me? And it's like, I know she does, but then there's
moments.
That
never ends.
Yeah, there's
dang,
moments.
That goes on forever.
Really?
Yeah. No. And mine's a much... like lighter hearted. I'm not trying to make a comparison at all, but is there tips to overcome this like spiral? Because it could just keep eating its own tail.
Because again, both things could be true. Of course, she's going to look at you and go, yes, I have two children with you.
Yeah.
But she could also be saying, I have to say yes, I have two children with
you. Right,
right. Oh God, this is making me...
Well, really? We found the yucky part of life.
Do you guys like me?
Yes!
Yeah! You have to say
we do! All right, Virginia, hang on. We're going to get advice. That's so gross. I don't even know what to do. But
he
for real, that's why he asked. And now, I'm just going to say a lot of guys need that push.
And it could have completely changed his mindset of just like, yeah, you know, we're fine. Oh, child, I'm locked in now.
Yes.
And now he still might be like, you're the future and I'm locked into a more mature, is that the word?
The next level.
Do you know how many men I know that have had either this, a pregnancy scare, or she goes up and goes, I am moving out.
What? Can't men just make their own decision?
I have no problem asking people to marry me. Don't sweat it.
We know.
But and then it's like, oh God, what? It's like, I thought it was great. It's like, yeah, it's great, but we have to do the next thing. And if you're not willing to do the next thing, I'm going to go over there and find someone who is willing. And it's like, oh, well, then, yeah, I'll do the next thing. Great. Yes. Mm-hmm. Some men need that. And this guy might be that guy.
Okay.
But now that there's not the anvil over his head, how do we know what he's really thinking? Okay. Good luck with this one. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Virginia. She's got kind of a complicated story, but her and her man been together like 4 years. She found out she was pregnant.
Right.
And he was like, well, then let's get married.
Yeah.
And then she lost the baby.
And they're still engaged.
No real plans of moving forward.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah. So she's feeling like she's given him the out. She went up to him and said, look, you don't have to still marry me. He's like, oh, of course I want to. But like,
she doesn't believe him with that. Mm-hmm.
That's all. Like, you guys started to say it and we kind of said it. Is part of that just the losing the pregnancy thing. Like, she's not thinking super clear right now either
she's
way.
She's going through a lot.
Yeah.
And I can see why she would doubt that, because even if he loves her, even if they've talked about marriage, does that mean that now was the time?
So we need you to either talk her off this ledge or give her some other way to deal with this. Fred?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. What advice do you have?
They should get married.
Oh, okay.
And the reason is, I don't know if you missed it, but she said that they had already talked about marriage before.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything about it. Till there was the metaphorical shotgun wedding thing, you know, it was like.
But it's I don't know. It's been 4 years. I think this is a happy story, actually. And by the way, my wife and I also had a miscarriage.
Okay.
And that is a bond. Actually, only makes the couple stronger. At least that was in our case. So yeah, I mean, I would say go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I agree.
I get that. Yeah.
But I don't want to blame her because she's going through a lot. This is her fault, right? Like, she's the one, like, if he really does love her and is like, I want to be with you, she's like, I don't believe you. So then is that him doing something wrong? Or is that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction.
Oh, with
and
the
I
baby?
Was ready to.
No, no, with the baby. No.
I was so ready to fight you.
But it's like,
let me calm down.
Like,
sorry.
The problem, Fred, who just called, is like, oh my God, it should bring you closer together. And instead, she's just like, you only were going to marry me. And it's like, no.
Right.
I don't know how to convince.
Like, yeah, he can't. There's nothing he can say that will either, no matter what he says, it's in her mind, this feeling
she
of
can't
doubt.
Trust him. Yeah. That's not, there. Exactly. It's her. Problem
battle to get over.
Correct.
Yes, to move through.
And I don't think there is a way to string together verbs and nouns aimed at her.
Right.
That has her go, oh, now I get it. I love you.
Right.
I want to marry. I don't believe you. Kristen?
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of frustrated because no one's brought up the side of him. Like, how does anyone know that it's not affecting him? Some men get really excited when they find out that they're going to have a baby.
Absolutely.
And no one once has mentioned, like, how, you know, this can be hard for him just as well. And she even said herself, like, we've been together for 4 years. I want to marry him. I want to have kids with him. So I could see how she feels and the emotions with it. But I feel like I should look at the other side, too. He could be really struggling and kind of down about it.
And that's why he's not making wedding plans or anything like that.
Right. And I just think it's going to affect it all in together. Because after this, it's like, how is maybe the relationship going to look like after? Is it going to ruin them because it was a great thing? But now they can't get through this or
Kristen,
over this.
You're very smart. Because it's one of those things. Like, let's pretend she just miscarried, and then he's like, oh, okay, well, what venues were you thinking? It's like,
right,
hello?
That's also weird.
Hello,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
They seem to need to work through this together, and they're kind of working through it maybe separately right now.
100%. Because you do forget, it's weird, if a guy wants to have kids.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
He's like, what if it's a boy? I'm going to play catch. Like, oh, what if it's a little girl? I'm going to buy her all the dresses. And it's like, oh.
I think you're forever changed when it happens.
Yeah. Jay?
Yay.
What do you think should happen here?
I mean, I feel horrible for Virginia, but I'm wondering if there's a question out there that she's asked herself that maybe he is feeling some sort of loss with this.
For sure.
And that he's kind of let her down in a way or disappointed. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he feels like she's disappointed in him for, you know...
Well,
the experience that they both have been through.
I wonder, there's an element, at least for me, like when my wife was pregnant, there's an element of kind of like, I made you do this. Like, we was a joint decision.
But I was
doing
something I really wanted to do.
Right. Yeah. But it's, you know, like I put you through this. And right. What if, is he feeling some of that maybe of like,
yeah,
this whole terrible thing is.
And when you miscarry, and I know what the two girls were going to jump on me at about before, but like the woman oftentimes goes, is it something wrong with me? What did I do? Right. I'm sorry. I've been through a miscarriage. The guys do it too. It's like,
yeah,
I sent some weak swimmers that way. Like,
it's
what happened?
Generally, bad DNA matchup.
Yeah.
So I can understand how both would be, but like, I did this. And yeah.
You just feel, everyone here is feeling really weird, and all they're thinking about right now is the wedding and whether or not that's going to go. And it's like, I don't think they're ready to get married because of what they just did. Sally?
Yai.
What do you think?
In my experience, when a person brings a lot of insecurity to the relationship, it ends up manifesting in the relationship, and I feel really bad for Virginia. I think that maybe Virginia's thinking more about how he feels than she's taking care of herself, maybe. And there are so many resources for therapy so that you can get yourself straight. And I'm, you know, I've been through stuff, but not nearly as much as she has. But I think that if she could find a way to say, hey, I need to take care of me and get some therapy so that she can work out that stuff and bring it less to the relationship, that's my opinion.
Oh, you're 100% right.
She need, yeah.
Yeah, she's got to talk to
everyone here needs therapy. I mean...
And how many of you are in it?
Everyone in this room. Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.